You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Kenzie.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Literally, I think we've started now a few episodes with "Hey, girl." Like, could that be any more us?
I know, literally.
Sorry, it's a little embarrassing. Can you believe that it's literally the end of the Can I speak today? It's the end of the year.
I know, it went by so fast. I feel like it was just my birthday.
I know. Even my birthday was in September, and it's already like been a minute since that. I don't know. It's flying by, and I'm happy that we're entering a new year, 2022. It's also just so weird that literally, you know how like everyone has the memes about like when COVID hit, and then it's like the months in 2020 were going by so slow until it hit like a certain point, and then it just fast forwarded through the whole year, and then this whole year went by so fast.
Yeah. I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like the year goes by so slow in the beginning of the year, yep. And then when it hits like summer, so fast.
Of course. And I feel like summer, of course it hits fast at summer. Like summer should be the time when everything slows down.
I know. It really should.
Yeah, I would say it's extremely exciting. I think we have so much to look forward to this year, this upcoming year. I mean, like, we have projects coming out, which is like an exciting thing, but even just like more growth, just things to like take with us as we move into the new year. I feel like we've always been kind of like, we haven't really done as many New Year's resolutions in the past, but like this year I definitely want to go into the new year with some like thoughts and just some like ideas and things. What about you?
For sure. I feel like this is my New Year's resolution every single year, but like I want to get back into working out consistently. Like I want to eat healthy. And I feel like that's just an one of my resolutions every single year, and it never happens. But I feel like this year I will definitely stick to it. I feel like I'm more...
Well, we can hold each other accountable because that's also one of my New Year's resolutions. So if we do it together, then we'll be set.
Maddie, you literally have... You have flour in your pantry, and that's about it.
Flour? What do you mean?
Like, what am I trying to say? You only eat...
Healthy?
Healthy. So
that's just not true. I've lived in my apartment for a year and I'm still confused on what to buy because what I was doing initially was I was buying too much and then I wasn't eating it in time and then it was going bad. So then I was like, okay, let's just like lessen everything. And then now I feel like I don't have enough.
Right.
And it's not because I don't want to eat. It's not because I want to eat healthy. It's because, well, I do want to eat healthy, but it's because I literally just can't figure out the right balance of, like, what's enough food for essentially two people in a week. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Is there something that is always on your list of resolutions that you haven't kind of, like, pulled through with? Like, is there something that you've had in your mind for a while and you've, like, wanted to make that change or wanting to, like... do it but you haven't?
I mean, I feel like I already talked about that. Like I've every single year it's like work out, eat healthy, like stay on a, you know, on a consistent schedule with that because I feel like it'll just make me feel so much better about myself. But I feel like my New Year's resolution, I don't know if it's a resolution, but I want to like get rid of everything in my closet and just like,
oh, I love doing
get
that.
New clothes. I feel like that will just like be such a great way to start the new year.
Totally.
Or like a fresh start, you know?
Kenzie and I, like, how many times a year do we do it? Definitely like, oh, at least six times in a year. We like literally purge our entire closet and we usually we'll do a few items on Depop, but then we donate
yeah.
all of our clothes to like the homeless youth, which has been amazing, and they're so grateful for it, and it's just, like, a beautiful exchange that happens. But I feel like we always are, we always hold on to a few pieces, and we're like, okay, we're gonna wear that, obviously. Like,
I have had the same, like, three tank tops that I've had since I was, what, like, maybe 13, and
you're
I
like,
will not get rid of it.
Right? It's
and I
so
never
weird.
Wear it.
I will say, though, I have an excuse right now, especially because it's, like, the holidays, it's getting colder, we're going to Pittsburgh. It's like, there's a few sweaters that I'm like, I will never wear this unless I'm in Pittsburgh, so
right.
I should probably hold on to it.
Of
and
course.
That's my excuse.
Well, that's good. Well, the thing is, I got rid of all of my sweaters, so I don't have any.
Oh,
I don't have any winter
well,
clothes.
Well, you definitely need to buy some before
I know.
The end of the year.
Hey,
it's,
shopping is
it's
always
cold.
Fun.
You
shopping.
Did that on purpose.
Shh. Don't tell my mother that.
Okay, so Kenzie, what was overall, like, how would you say 2021 went for you?
I feel
like realistically.
Realistically, I feel like 2021 was my favorite year so far.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
Like ever?
Yeah.
In your life?
I have good friends surrounding me.
Yeah.
I have, like, we have a really good relationship.
Yeah.
Mom and I have a really good relationship.
Yep. You have a dog?
I have my own dog. Like, I feel like I have a good boyfriend. Like, I feel like I have my life in order currently. And I feel like...
Good for you.
I don't know. I just feel like I've been really happy this year.
That's great. I'm so happy.
You can probably see that too.
Yeah, you've definitely gone through waves, as we all do, of like anxiety and just panic attacks and things. And you haven't had as many this year, I've noticed.
I know. But I feel like that's different for you, huh? This is not your favorite year.
Well... It was my favorite year in certain ways. Like, I had some really good highs, but I had some low lows that I've never had before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel like we all go through that, and it just happened to hit me at that point. I think, like, the momentum of picking up traveling again was a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
To go from all of us being in lockdown and then quarantine and, like, all of that to staying at home every day to then all of a sudden, okay, your schedule's picked up really fast. You're going to go to... like Paris, you're going to Milan, you're going to New York, and then I went to Vancouver, and then I went to Vegas, like all within the span
you were
of like
going everywhere.
That was like consistent, and I think my body just kind of like shut down, and it was like, whoa, you need to relax. But other than that, I would say my year was really amazing because I moved into my first apartment, I got some really amazing jobs, I have some amazing movies coming out at the end of this year and beginning of next, and my baby dog. He is the best thing to ever happen.
Right.
So, yeah, there was, I mean, I think, like, I think that's everyone's, like, year, always, like, every year everyone's like, oh, yeah, there was great moments and bad moments.
Right.
I mean, this year wasn't my best year ever, but I would say, like, there was so many good moments in it.
Well, yeah, I feel the same. I mean, like, overall, it was my best year, but at the same time, like,
of course,
you have teenagers, moments. Everyone's going to go through ups and downs, like, whatever. What is something you accomplished this year that you're the most proud of?
Something that I would have done this year, or something that's coming out this year, or
just any accomplishment that, like,
wow, this is a hard question. Wow, this is really hard.
I know. Now I'm thinking of mine and I don't even know.
I mean, hey, we did this. We did this podcast. That was a huge accomplishment. We've, like, always wanted to do this. And we finally did it. And I feel like we've had a blast doing it as well. We're acting like this is the end. Guys, we have so much more coming.
I know.
We're like, farewell. This has been great.
Bye, guys. We've done 6 episodes. Peace out.
See you never.
No. Well, I mean, you're coming out with movies.
Yeah, like, but that wasn't, like, that's why I'm confused, because what I'm most proud of is the projects that are coming out at the end of this year, but I did not film them this year.
Right. Well, I feel like that's how every movie goes.
Maybe, like, I accomplished living in my first apartment.
That's great.
That was, like,
that's a real,
that was a big moment. It was a lot moving out on your own, but I've had a very successful time. What about you? I know you're having a hard time thinking up in that little brain.
Little you have a big size, brain.
No,
pea-sized brain.
You're very smart.
I think maybe, like, this sounds so stupid, but maybe, like, getting my driver's license. Like,
are you kidding?
Like,
that's a huge moment.
A huge moment, because obviously you got your license, you moved out, like, peace out. But it was, like, very hard for mom to let go of me and, like, let me get my driver's license.
Totally.
But now I feel like it's just so awesome, because I feel like it's, like, free therapy in a way, like, screaming to music in your car. Like, it's the best feeling in the world. I love driving by myself. It's like,
that's it. Like, one of the best forms of therapy, 1,000%. When people ask, like, tips, like, what are good ways to, like, get rid of, not necessarily get rid of, but help lessen your anxiety or your stress or whatever, I always say go on a drive and listen to music and just,
and
like,
cry.
And just cry. Bonus points if it's raining outside.
Oh my god, true.
No,
true.
That just makes it really depressing, but you feel like you're in a music video at the same time.
Right. but like, when there's depressing music, like, and you want to cry,
it's the best,
the best feeling ever. You just need to let it out.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
On a different kind of, like, I guess, topic, how do you think you could improve your relationship with yourself for next year? That's, like, a deep question.
Oh. I don't know. I feel like...
I know how you could.
How?
I think you could be a little nicer to yourself.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of, like, what to say. But I feel like I'm definitely super hard on myself. I mean, everyone is.
Especially when it comes to, like, self-love around your body and your image. I feel like there's so many negative feelings that you have towards it. And, hey, I do too, as well. Like, we both do. But I just wish you could see, like, yourself the way that I see yourself. Because you're beautiful and amazing. So
You almost make me cry every single episode. This is so messed up. Okay. Well, what was I going to say?
Wow, I really just, like, threw her off guard.
No, you totally did. Well, that's the same thing with my resolution. If I do that, then it'll make me feel better about myself.
But I'm not just saying physically. I'm saying mentally. Like, even working out, treat it less of like a, okay, I just want to look fit. But it's like...
No. I feel like it'll make myself feel better and like...
Like mentally.
Mentally and just like having a consistent schedule of something.
Totally.
I feel like it's just so good for you. I don't know.
Yeah, when you're on, like, the right track and you have something to look forward to and, like, even for me, just as little as, like, knowing I have a workout at 9 a.m., I'm like, oh, I dread it. But then the second I finish the workout, I feel so accomplished and I'm like, I'm so proud of myself for doing that. I think that's what we need to do is, like, give ourselves more credit and pat ourselves on the back for, like, little things. Just being like, wow, I made my bed. That's a great start, you know, and then the rest of the day I'm just going to accomplish little things here and there.
Right.
So I feel like that's something that's like a huge resolution for me, at least. I don't know about you, Kenzie, but...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
No, I feel that.
What else? Like, oh, a huge resolution that I definitely am trying to read more. I am reading... Me and Eddie just went to the cutest bookstore in West Hollywood. It was called Book Soup. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's so beautiful there, and I love it. And we got a few books and some candles and, like, things. And we got Boots a little Chewy Vuitton toy.
I saw that.
So cute. And so, yeah, that was a great start. I feel like I'm really... Eddie went surfing the other day. I took him to go surfing, and then I read my book on the beach while he surfed. It was really fun. So
yeah, we used to be so into reading. Well, I did.
So did I. Well, Kenzie, you always tell people the wrong story.
So what's the story then? Please.
The Please story tell. Is I, when we were in school before we became homeschooled,
did we
I
tell
loved
them this?
Reading. Yes, I think we told them this. You guys know I cried. I didn't want to read. I think.
Yeah, that's exactly the story. So what's your
Maybe.
Side of it?
Well, if you didn't hear that, yeah, I used to cry because I didn't want to read my book. Okay, guys? I'll admit it. Fine. But we're moving into the new year and I have a new resolution, and that is to not cry when I'm reading.
And she wasn't even reading sad books either. She was just so sad that she was reading.
Like, I was on a comfortable couch and I just wanted to sleep.
Literally.
Okay. How do you intend on doing, like, anything differently in the new year, if you have any?
Honestly, I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to say anything. I was just wondering.
I don't know. I think we've talked about this before, but I feel like I don't have a filter, and I think I need to have more of a filter.
Why?
I don't know.
And I don't actually think that's true, because, well, you don't have a filter, but in, like, a very good way. Like, you never say, you're not, like, a mean person, so you have nothing, bad to say.
No. But, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like some things that come out of my mouth just... just need to stay in my head.
I do that sometimes. And I don't realize I've said it out loud. I thought it was like a thought that just stayed in my head.
Right.
And then I realized I just blurted it out for the world.
You know what I need to do differently?
What?
I need to...
learn how to cook?
Yes. Oh, good idea.
I need to do that too.
But I also need to be better at spending money and saving money.
Okay, so you mean to be better at saving money,
yes,
you mean?
That's what I meant.
Totally. I think like we both could do that more. I try and save my money as much as I can. Why are you looking at me like that?
I think we're both terrible at it.
I go through waves. But we're so grateful to be in the position that we are. Like,
no, of
also
course.
The fact, okay, I'm just so excited for next year for the reason that you're going to move out. Sorry, Mom. Right?
I know. It's nothing against my mom. Every time we talk about it, I feel bad.
It has nothing to do with her, other than it's so exciting that you get to, like, find your own place and make it your own and decorate it.
And just, like, learn how to take care of myself.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be fun.
It's crazy, too, because, like, I have always been such an independent child. But then moving out, it's like, oh, my gosh, there's so many things that I don't know. And you have to figure out. And there's so many things I still don't know. But it's, like, it's so fun getting to, like, learn that side to yourself. Get to learn that side of you.
Yeah, I think it'll be super fun. And I'm excited for Mom to, like, come over and stuff.
Trust me, you're going to call your, like, okay.
Call my mom.
I called Mom, like, 12 times in the first day I moved in. I was like, Mom, where do I put this? Where's this go? Like, I don't know what this is. Like, I'm scared to touch it.
Well, when she was gone for, like, a second,
she was in Pittsburgh.
I taught myself how to wash the dishes.
Nice. Big step.
So.
What about the laundry? Have you done the laundry?
Nope. I have not done the laundry, and I'm a little scared for that part.
It's honestly really easy. Like, I always dread doing laundry, but then the second I do it, I'm like, oh, that was so quick, and, like, oh, I just got it over with.
Oh. Well, that's my New Year's resolution. Learn how to do laundry.
Wow, you're becoming such an adult. This is a huge step for you.
What are three words to describe your 2021?
I would say, there was growth. Mm-hmm. Is that a good way?
That's
growth.
A word. Yep.
Growth. Fun. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And challenging, because I faced a lot of new challenges that I've never had before.
I second all three words that you just said.
Oh, no way. I'm 100%. Not letting you get out of that. I'm sorry.
Okay, well.
I mean, but if it's honest.
It honestly is.
Okay. Well, that's
I mean, I can think of some words, but it might take me a second.
Like, it was fun.
It was fun. Words. It was cool. It was
hip. It was lit.
I think it was... I feel like I was more spontaneous this year.
Oh, yeah. You did some surfing.
Yep. I felt like I tried new things.
You got hit by a longboard.
I did get hit by a longboard. We're not going to talk about it. I feel like it was bright.
Yeah.
Like, nice and bright. Fun and bright. And I would definitely say challenging. There's definitely some parts of the year that have been a lot, but
yeah,
that's what the new year is for, to overcome them.
Of course. But I feel like, honestly, every year we're gonna go through challenges, whether it be on a large scale or a small scale. Like, it's just, like, bound to happen, and I think that's a part of being human, and we can't, you know, feel bad for going through those times. But as long as, like, when we're not going through that, we're making the most of our lives and being as happy as possible and just, like, relishing in being young.
Right.
I, like, it's so weird because I've always, like, wanted to grow up so fast, and now I just, like, want to be 12 again.
I know. I always tell Mom, like, I just want to stay. When I turn 18, I just want to be 18 forever, and that's it.
Well, babe, that's not going to happen.
I know. Divorce, babe.
Divorce, babe. Divorce. Sorry that we're referencing an Adele quote. that is such a funny thing. Maybe I'll become a full-time TikToker in 2022.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
We all know that's not going to happen.
I'm scared of making TikToks because I feel like I don't do a good job. If you could give yourself advice going into 2022, what would it be?
I think just be more open-minded, I think.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause now I feel like I've gotten more closed off, and, like, I don't interact with people as much anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a homebody now, and it's really weird. And I feel like I need to, like, get out of my comfort zone and make new friends and
totally
try new things.
Yeah, I like that advice. I would kind of say the same. You know me, I don't get out much, but
I'm turning into you.
But I've started to go out a little bit more.
You're turning into me.
We're swapping. Switching. We're doing a Freaky Friday situation.
I'm down for it.
No, but yeah, I think there's so much to look forward to. And honestly, one of my favorite things with next year is we're going to bring on so many guests for our podcast. We have so many exciting people that we have in mind, and yeah, I feel like you guys are going to love it.
We're so excited.
Wow, exciting things. Happy 2022.
Not yet.
Well, it's about to happen, so good luck, everyone.
Okay, good luck. Good luck. Peace out.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844 for Take20.
See you next time.
Bye.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.